So it's so important as part of our tefillahs that we ask Hashem to give us that inspiration to be able to have bitachon. It's not about having emunah and bitachon, meaning it's a basic axiom. Bitachon does work. But the challenge is finding the motivation and inspiration to be able to have bitachon. So of course, as you say, the starting point is learning about emunah and trying to incorporate the values of emunah in my life. And once I know without a shadow of a doubt that Hashem can help me, that I'm not limited by natural limitations and statistics, etc. And once I internalize that, then I can start working on actually relying on Hashem in a practical way to come through for me in that way. Whereas if I don't know that, then it's almost impossible to have bitachon for that, because I don't even know that that exists. So the starting point is internalizing Hashem is everything. Hashem doesn't need hishtadlus. Hashem doesn't need me to help him to do things. Hashem does things exclusively. That yes, there's a mitzvah to do hishtadlus, which has nothing to do with with the actual result that Hashem sends me. The results in my life are exclusively orchestrated by Hashem. When I have that perspective, the true perspective, then I'm able to start working on bitachon. Let me rely on Hashem. Let me actually rely on him for my needs. Let's say a person cannot do hishtadlus anymore in their situation, or they don't know what hishtadlus to do, or whatever might be in a person's situation. But now, to what extent can they place bitachon? Can I really place bitachon that Hashem is going to give me $1 million? Can I really do that? Or is that absurd? Come on, people are going to laugh at me. If a person builds that emunah inside, of course, who's the one who gives money in this world? If it's only Hashem exclusively, and all the money in the world is like nothing to Hashem. So then when I build that emunah more and more and more and more, then I can start working on, let me actually practically rely on Hashem and have that bitachon. But there's other areas also that, as we spoke about, that build, that give a person the motivation to be able, and the inspiration to be able to have bitachon. And that's why it's so, we when a person does mitzvahs and again they get the light, the aura of a certain mitzvah, and suddenly they're feeling inspired, that's a time where suddenly a person will almost in an easier way be able to connect to the concept of bitachon and to rely on Hashem in a more sincere way. And the same way a person's learning Torah, it's brought in the same in the name, I think this is brought in the name of the Gra, that or was it someone, I think it's the name of the Gra, that before a person's going to make a decision, what they should do is they should sit down and should learn for like 2 hours, just an important, if they're about to make an important decision, just learn like 2 hours of Torah. Why? It's putting you in a certain space that you're going to have a certain light of connection to Hashem. As Ramchal says, Torah is something so powerful. It's like Hashem himself. It's the light of Hashem that Hashem chose to put in the Torah. So when you're learning Torah, you're not just learning information. You're literally tapping into Hashem's highest light. So again, this is just another mode of when a person wants to have bitachon, you're learning Torah, you're getting a certain light, and now that's going to inspire you to be able to have bitachon. You're doing fulfilling mitzvahs. You're trying to stay away from averus. And all these different areas that we have in Yiddishkeit, all those things are ultimately the stepping stones to be able to put us in a space where we're able to have bitachon. Then we have to take the next step. And yes, we have to work on our bitachon, we have to learn about bitachon, we have to ask Hashem to give us bitachon. But I think in addition to all of that, in addition to the whole bitachon journey, is the pre-bitachon journey, is to ask Hashem, please help me to find the areas in my life that can give me the spiritual light to be motivated, to be inspired. When a person's flying in the inspiration, the motivation, the sky's the limit. Then I'm with Hashem, then I'm unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. I'm with Hashem and I've got the confidence that he'll give me everything that I need. But to get to that place of that inspiration, the motivation, is not an easy thing. So that's something that we need to be able to, like I say, focus on the other areas also, the Torah, the mitzvahs, and the other particular things that we have that bring us the awe in our lights, in our lives. But in addition to that, to focus on davening to Hashem, not only for emunah and bitachon itself, but also for the pre-emunah bitachon condition, which is just being inspired and motivated to be able to have that light, that I can rely on Hashem, that Hashem is unstoppable, that Hashem is unlimited, that there are no, that all the false voices that I might have heard until this day of the Western world, the crooked way of thinking of you have to work in the normal way the upper world operates, etc., and you got to go only according to the limitations of X, Y, and Z. That's not how it works. Hashem is unlimited. Yes, we have a mitzvah of hishtadlus, but let's not get confused. Let's not use the mitzvah of hishtadlus as an excuse to not have emunah and bitachon. God forbid. Yes, bitachon, we have to realize bitachon is our responsibility. We don't like it to be our responsibility. It's almost easier to say, let me just accept everything is for the best and leave it in Hashem's hands. Whatever He's going to do is for the best. Then I don't have to be responsible, in a sense. Then I can just accept everything. Whatever Hashem says is for the best. Whereas when I adopt the approach of bitachon, I have to now take responsibility. People talk about taking responsibility, and sometimes having bitachon and not doing ishtalos is not taking responsibility. Real taking responsibility is having an approach of bitachon. Is I'm responsible now to make things happen. If I don't work on my emunah and bitachon, then like the Chovas HaLevavos says, I am going to be under the auspices of the other things that I'm relying on. Like the Chovas HaLevavos says, you're either relying on Hashem or you're relying on something else. Human nature is to be reliant on something. I'm relying on somebody is helping me out. I'm relying on the boss. I'm relying on the doctor. I'm relying on something if I'm not relying on Hashem, or I'm relying on myself. Whereas when I choose to have bitachon, I'm relying on Hashem. So whose auspices do I want to be under? The bosses, the doctors, my own ones with the limitations of nature and circumstances, or do I want to be under Hashem's limitations? So we must, God forbid, be very careful not to use ishtadlus as an excuse to remove our responsibility of moving forward and taking responsibility to have bitachon, to say it's in my hands. I have to work on emunah and bitachon, and I then have to take the next step to rely on Hashem, to practice bitachon using practical reliance on Him, taking different steps to do certain actions that show that work my bitachon muscle, that actually to take steps to put in more time every day, to daven to Hashem, to ask Him to give me the motivation for bitachon, to give me the bitachon itself, rather than just placing it on Hashem and almost just losing the lack, foregoing the responsibility that we have, that we're supposed to take responsibility. We should all be zoche bezrat Hashem to bitachon, to the motivation, inspiration to live with bitachon bezrat Hashem, and truly incorporate Hashem in our lives.